exactly what I want to do. I mean, like, I've been, you know, to add even more adage to the context, I mean, I literally watch HGTV with my mom just mm-hmm. because I enjoy it. Like, it gets up my, I mean, it starts like growing the ability I have to, like, when it comes to creativity. So I find it really cool.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's important. You know, you'll find out it's a lot of projects. It's a lot of hours. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you're doing something that you love, mm-hmm. that's just, you know, it's enjoyable.
And I don't know if I told you this, but whenever, I was over at your house before Dancing with the Stars, I actually was talking to Blake and mm-hmm. he was like, he knew where I got married because of the architect.
Oh yeah.
I was at first, I'm like thinking, how do you know that place? Mm-hmm. And he starts talking about the design of it. And I'm
he's
like,
all in. He's all in. Yes.
Yeah.
So we're rolling. I take
we
it.
We are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to season 3, episode 4 of FISD's The Podcast, where Kelsey Goals.
That's me.
And Dana Owen. That's me. Have the pleasure of interviewing interesting people and discussing anything and everything Friendswood ISD. Today we have a student from Friendswood High School, Levi John.
Hello.
I want to say John Levi every mm-hmm. time. Good.
Many people do
applause.
That. Many people do that.
Who has undertaken the initiative to organize and manage a student-led and student-run country fair. This event will provide a platform for student organizations and groups to showcase their talents and offer merchandise they've crafted to the wider community. That's like really amazing. We're going to get into that and all the details of that. But let me first say welcome.
Thank you. I really appreciate both of you having me today. It's really awesome.
Yeah, glad you're here. Mm-hmm. And we've actually seen and heard you talk multiple times. You originally came to a school board meeting.
Yes.
Mr. Rohr had you talk to the school board, mm-hmm. kind of give them the details of what it is that you're doing. Then he took you to the Rotary, mm-hmm. right? You spoke there.
Yes.
Or Chamber
of Commerce.
Chamber. And then he brought you to our Mustang Seniors.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
To speak to them.
Yes.
Which was fun, I thought, in a little different sense for them. They were so... Like when you pulled out your wood working, mm-hmm. like, you know, stuff that you had done, mm-hmm. they were like, ooh,
yeah.
Do you remember hearing that? And like, I thought that was so, yeah, wow.
To be honest, I wasn't actually going to bring it, but I'm like, you know what, last second, I'm just going to get
a couple of them.
That's the
seller.
That's the seller.
Look, marketing side mm-hmm. of us is going to come out here. You've always got to pull those stunts, right? You got to mm-hmm. pull out the product, show them the goods, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yes,
not
ma'am.
Just that, it's getting in front of people.
Wow.
It's one thing to throw a flyer out. It's another thing to actually be the face of that fair, standing there
totally.
Talking about, mm-hmm. I mean, that is going to sell. I think that's going to bring a lot more people to the fair.
That's what I'm very excited about. That was my hope when it came to going to the senior citizens. It was amazing just to like appeal to them and explain to them what exactly this event is supposed to be and our mission for it. So I'm really excited about it.
And that was actually your second Mustang Seniors meeting, right?
Yes. So
because you designed the cups.
Yes, I did. So for graph design, I was a part of the second part of graph design, the career path that I took. And when it came to it, the design created was, I think it was Friendswood. I don't know what it's called.
Mustang Grandparents.
Exactly.
I just was going through all of our senior citizen stuff.
My teacher literally said, hey, can you just whip a design and just get it going? I'm like, okay, cool. So I just did it and she loved it. Actually, it was actually one of the first projects she absolutely loved. And I'm like, okay, cool. And they put it on a bunch of mugs. So it was pretty cool.
You're going to have a bunch of fans that you made two great impressions on them.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about it. Yes.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's get into the details of this country fair mm-hmm. Coming up the first weekend of November, right? It's only Saturday. Mm-hmm. Did it start out being Saturday, Sunday, and then we moved to just Saturday?
So I think it was only Saturday.
Okay.
It was, I'm pretty sure. To be honest, this whole thing started in November. I'm sorry. It started in January. In January, just the whole planning process started. And even in the middle of planning, like around June-ish, we didn't still have a full like plan out as to what exactly what day it was. But I think our entire time it was November 4th was going to be our date in the end.
Okay, so it's November 4th mm-hmm. from, tell us the times.
From 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And where is it exactly?
So it's at Friendswood High School. It's the first hallway that is right next to the Little Mustangs preschool playground and then the other side, which used to be the old tennis courts. So
it's in the mall area.
It's in the mall area, exactly.
In my mind, I was picturing it outside, which does not make sense at all with all the construction going on. So it's inside.
Yes.
So we don't really care about the weather. That's great. We don't have to worry about it.
So a little bit yes and no. So there's going to be, to appeal to everybody, there's going to be a lot of activities outside as well.
Okay.
So we'll have FFA doing their petting zoo for our younger
Cute.
Audience. And so they'll be outside. Actually, I'm pretty sure they'll be in the preschool pen. So like they're making it into a, sorry, did not sound right. The preschool playground, it will be in the petting zoo will be in the playground. There you go. So gotcha. That's pretty cool.
Who's going to be cleaning up after that?
I know.
That is an excellent question. I have no idea who's going to be doing it. And Mr. Rifle goes to me and says, it's done. He was like, yeah, we'll take care of it. All the mess that they create, we'll take care of it. I'm like, great. It's out of my hands.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. So FFA petting zoo. What else? Tell us what else.
So we'll have I wanted to appeal to our student entrepreneurs. So I went to them and a lot of them responded. So we had a total of around 30 individual entrepreneurs, both from the junior high and the high school. We had a little bit in the junior high and then we had a lot at the high school. It's mostly art students that are appealing to what they've created over the past many years. I said straight up to them, bring your portfolio, just bring everything laid out on the table and let Friendswood do their thing, which is support. And when it comes down to it, they will definitely support.
So these artists are going to show up with things to sell, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Okay.
So the two things I said to them was have things to sell, but also if they realize that they would love for you to make more art
True.
For them,
right.
They will have an ability, they will have the customers will have the ability to scan a QR code or whatnot and ask them to make a specific design
for
them.
So a custom piece.
Yeah, exactly.
Today, is there going to be anyone drawing like caricatures?
So I don't know. That's a great question. I will definitely get back to that. But that is a great idea. I actually might ask for that.
Like, do y'all ever see the TikTok videos of the people who make them look terrible?
Yes, they're like totally overdone.
Whatever the worst feature is that they're probably the most insecure about, because I'm always like, oh my gosh, they always laugh. So I guess
they do always laugh.
They're good, but it's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Yeah, it's like if your tooth is like slightly, you have a slight overbite, they're gonna draw your jaw like
bigger.
All the way out.
It's nuts.
Yeah, it is. That's funny.
It's so funny.
I guess you'll have to come to the country fair and find out if that's going to be there.
Yes, ma'am.
So what else? I know you love woodworking.
Yes. So when it came to me, I've been doing woodworking for 4-ish years now. Ever since quarantine started in COVID. Mm-hmm. And at first it was charcuterie boards, but I've actually branched out into many different things. Me and my mom do it aside. We're kind of like, what's the word?
Dynamic duo.
That's the perfect way to put it. Yes. We're dynamic duo. So she does actually spoons and pizza cutters and whatnot. I actually do that a little bit of that too. But I also work more on the big product side. So I do charcuterie boards, tub trays, like, for ladies, whatnot. And then I do, I'm working on mirrors right now. Mirrors that have live edge wood and with a mirror right next to it. It's gonna look really great. I'm trying to find different types of
Do you ever just do creations. Like big wooden bowls?
Yes. So big wooden bowls. Oh, no. So when it came to creating like spoons and like spoons and whatnot, I use a machine called the lathe and it just makes bowls for us. That's a future project we're going to work on, but not yet. But
now, has your mother always enjoyed woodworking and you've always just kind of watched her and then you just over the last 3 or 4 years got involved with making it?
To be honest, it was kind of the opposite of that. So when she was woodworking in the garage, I would be like away from that area because I hated the noise. I hated all that, like that, all that mush. I'm like, I don't want that. I don't like that. But eventually it came to the point where during quarantine, I was bored out of my mind. And I was saying like, mom, I don't like playing video games. Like people are like bored of their mind. I don't know what to do. So she just taught me how to woodwork. And since then, we've been doing Levi's workshop was born.
Way to go, mom.
Yes, Woo! Absolutely.
Let's Shout out to my mom.
Yes, assuming she's on this right
it
now.
It really is a skill, though, that, or a hobby that you can have the rest of your life.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I mean, it's such an incredible hobby. I'd give anything to know how to do woodworking.
Mm-hmm. She has a lot of ideal side hustles. Mm-hmm.
I do, but I've done none of them. But the thought of doing them just sounds heavenly to me.
Okay, so woodworking or cabinet building?
Yeah, cabinet. Okay. I would like to do cabinet.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually not the type of person that likes doing cabinet building. I mean, people have asked me, like, do you make that stuff? I'm like, actually, I don't do that type of things. I do, like, you know, even right now we're working on a project where it's going to be like wine racks or like bottle racks, mm-hmm. where with live edge wood, everything we work with is live edge. We don't use wood from Home Depot or Lowe's. We use all wood that comes from a mill in Alvin. So it's pretty cool.
And don't y'all, okay, I feel like the thing you brought to Mustang Senior Citizens, did it have something in it? Like, was there...
So when it comes, so this live edge wood, it comes with all sorts of problems. We sell, we send it to a kiln so it can kill everything in it if there is anything in it. But then after that, it comes with a whole world of problems. So there can be cracks, there can be even just holes in it. So we do something called epoxy.
Epoxy.
We put epoxy, we pour epoxy into it. And honestly, it's come to a point for me, both me and my mom, where we can make cool designs in it.
Oh yeah.
I've failed so many times when it comes to making a beach scene, but I'm working on that. I've wasted a lot of epoxy drying that out, but no, when it comes to filling like holes and whatnot, we just use epoxy and it's really cool.
Yeah, well, a lot of people love that, like mm-hmm. love that look of mm-hmm. having the little I love that mm-hmm. but having that little pop of color in there, yes. is super cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
It seems like a totally new idea. Like, I don't ever remember seeing that until a certain time.
Yeah.
And then it's become very popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, for
it's
sure
a great, it's very cool. Mm-hmm. So what else are we leaving out about the country fair on November 4th? That's at inside of the high school.
So right now after I appealed to entrepreneurs, we branched out a little bit more and we decided to like think of organizations in our school. So our department was obviously one of them. I appealed to, I'm in choir as well. So I went to go to my choir director and I asked her, is there any chance that you guys might want to do caroling? She's like, absolutely. So she has one of her entire choirs, a choir of, I think maybe 15 to 20 girls, and they will be doing carols throughout the halls, which I'm really excited about. I know it is a little bit of a Thanksgiving theme to the country fair, but it's okay. We're in the holiday season.
That's
so
right. That's the holiday season.
Exactly.
Now that's something we had discussed, but why the name the country fair?
So originally, when I went to the Chamber of Commerce, I think back in May-ish, when I went up to them and I was talking to them about it, originally my plan was having it being a Nutcracker Market, Friends with Nutcracker Market. I don't remember what the exact name was, but like I was trying to make it look like that. But when they said to me, Levi, we can't do that because that is copyright, I'm like, oh, great. So this Kirkpatrick walked up to me. He's like, hey, actually, we've done this before. Let me go to Mr. Griffon, the high school principal, and let me go ask him. So they already had a name for it, Friends with Country Fair. And I'm like, okay, you know what? Scrap all the names that I tried. This is the name. I'm really excited.
Do you remember what year that happened?
I actually do not know. I probably should know the history of this, but no, I'm trying to kind of revamp it, like relive the moment.
He'll learn the history and he'll recite it to you as you walk in the door of the country fair. Everyone,
yes, I'll have audio. I'll have a speaker going
and
everything.
Have the choir sing
no
it?
One's attending
yes.
now.
Yeah. Everyone's leaving. Yeah. I'm going to advertise. Yeah. You don't want to come actually.
Well, I've been advertising it as the first ever student led and run country fair. So it sounds like it's not actually
to a certain extent.
It was marketing.
Yes.
Thing is though, I don't know if it was Mr. Griffon as a principal who set this up or it was Mr. Griffon as a student that set this up. I could be totally wrong. I don't know which one it was.
Okay.
It's okay. I don't really need it to be tagged back to me. I'm just trying to make a really cool event.
So was it the same thing? Like this, like student entrepreneurs.
Yes. So I don't think it was as grand, I guess, as we're making it. Meaning, and by that, I'm saying like organizations. I don't think organizations were getting involved. I think it was just if you know how to sell something, bring it and just sell at the event. So we're kind of just branching out a little bit more to make it more benefit.
Like
to
back
everybody.
Back when blacksmith was popular.
Oh. I have no idea what
who?
That is.
Hitting ching. Blacksmiths, like they hammered the...
Oh. Oh.
That so was like a... That was like a burn. I thought it didn't go over so well.
I thought it was a band. And I'm like...
No, that's why I'm like, I actually don't know what you're talking about, but I'm like, oh wait, you're talking about actual blacksmith. I'm like, oh yeah.
That's
talking about
the medieval times.
Medieval times.
Medieval times.
So let's go back to your thoughts. How did this come about?
So to give her credit, it was actually my mom who brought this up. Mm-hmm. Shout out to moms of the world because you guys are full of ideas. No, I was talking to her during Christmas and we were just explaining how, you know, there are so many students and I go to her all the time and I just like rave about people that are just like are amazing in our community. We have incredible artists, like a friend of mine, like literally in sophomore year sold a piece of her art for $20,000 at Houston Rodeo. So like, you know, it's incredible. Like the talent we have here in Friendswood. And what's cool about it is the way Friendswood works is when you find what you can do, start building on that, keep progressively building on it. And our teachers and our administration helps with that. But I was explaining to my mom, you know, there's a lot of people in Friendswood that really could like, you know, benefit from an event and everything. Actually, not that last part. I was just saying our students can benefit, like, you know, like if they were able to go out there and show what they can do, like I can. But then my mom was like, you know what? Let's have something. Let's do something where something like a Nutcracker Market, because at a Nutcracker Market, you just pay for like a table and then you get to sell to thousands of people that show up. So she did give me that idea. And I just talked about it with, at first, my graphic design teacher, Miss Browning from last year. And then we talked to Miss Kirkpatrick, who was our administrator when it came to working with this. And then the idea was born. We were able to go to the Chamber of Commerce and do a bunch of things with that.
So is it like the Nutcracker Market in that a certain percentage from each group goes towards?
So that's the thing about it. So when it comes to originally our plan was, yes, you'd have to pay to get in. Mm-hmm. But when it comes down to it, like this is the whole point of entrepreneurship. You're not going to make sales every so often. So in case you don't make sales, our sponsor, our title sponsor, Elite Care, paid for that. So any individual student entrepreneur that would like to be a part of this event gets to be in for free because our Elite Care was able to pay for that, which I'm very grateful for.
So then all the money goes back to those individual groups or like?
So how that's going to work is when it comes down to it, every single student entrepreneur or individual who decides to come to this event and sell what they can do. Whether if you make no money, you're not going to get any money, but if you make money, you get to keep all the profits that you made. No matter what happens, every single student that gets to be a part of it, if you do make money, there is nothing, we're not going to take any profits from you at all. Oh. That's the point of having this title sponsor. I kind of wish we pushed that out a little bit more to our students, but at this point we have a good amount of students that are going
to
be a part of
it. And do you have a way to collect what everyone made at the end so then you can know?
No, so when it comes to determining how much money was created, we are here honestly just to provide the event, just provide, like we said in our like our flyers, we're just trying to provide a platform for our students. That's it. So when it comes to me, I just have to get them to sign up and then it's out of my hands. Like mm-hmm. like when it's actually out of all of our hands. It just depends on what you can do, what you plan to bring. So when it came to advertising to our students, they seem to understand the message and I've seen the art that they've been doing. It's incredible. So really
awesome.
Excited.
That's exciting. That mm-hmm. will be exciting to see for sure. So I would imagine this has come with its fair share of challenges.
Yes.
Talk us through that. What have been some challenges that you've run into that you've thought this has anything become overwhelming? Mm-hmm.
So when it came down to it, like even these like past many weeks, it's about the planning side of it, you know, because we need people. We need that empowerment in our community, specifically in our students, because our students, you have everything you need. You just need to be empowered and motivated to be a part of this event. And honestly, when it came down to it, when it came to advertising this event or even just trying to get students on board, we are trying to have it right where you need it. So anything that you need, we'll bring for you. Just be a part of the event. Like anything that you can do, like if you believe that this thing that you can provide to this event, it's a great ability or a great business to have, bring it to the event and we'll provide everything for you. We just need you to be a part of it. Just fill the space for us.
Has that been a challenge, is actually getting people to participate?
Yes. So that's probably one of the biggest challenges that we've had.
I would imagine for an age group, especially you had mentioned junior high kids,
yeah,
to put their talents on the line.
It's vulnerable.
There are adults that don't ever take that jump to be able to do that.
So that's hard.
That's hard to do, but you know, it becomes easier and easier. Mm-hmm. And if kids see some success with money and, mm-hmm. you know, things like that, I would think that this would just grow and grow. Mm-hmm. So
it really has. Like when it came down to it for me, like I was in it for the money in eighth grade. I was just like, I didn't really care about woodworking much. I really just wanted to get money because I was bored and I wanted to buy I don't even know what I wanted to buy. I just wanted to buy something fun to like occupy myself. But no, eventually as I kept going on, I'm like, you know what? This is an incredible ability and skill to keep growing on as I grow older. And that's honestly what my parents were encouraging me to do. So it's really cool. And honestly, that's the same thing with these students. If you keep growing on this ability, it'll grow into something that you eventually might be able to use in your life later.
And I'm sure I would imagine you're getting to see the power of community, power of collaboration of people coming together. Like for you having to set this up by yourself completely and having no one helping you, and then thinking about pulling this off with a group of people, you know?
Yeah. And we know what all goes into planning an event, especially like at a school. So like it's a lot of work, and mm-hmm. most people who show up, they have just no idea all of the little details that
it really, like it's the behind the scenes side of this is there is a lot of work that's going into mm-hmm. this. I mean, it's not, I mean, like I'm pretty sure I haven't seen all the behind the scenes. I've seen just, sorry about that. You know, when it comes down to it, like there's a lot of behind the scenes work that's going into this. I mean, when my friends are seeing me, like, you know, they'll see like, hey, Levi, how you doing? I'm like, I'm doing good. Yeah. I'm just living at this point. I'm just trying to, you know, make this event as big as it possibly can get. And really, we just need that empowerment for our students. Cause if our students are empowered to do this, then honestly, there is no behind the work scenes for us. We just need you guys to be a part of it.
Well, you're just learning there's, it's, you know, something like an endeavor this size. It's not, you have the idea, but it takes a group of people to pull it off and make it successful. And listen, there are going to be things that happen on Saturday that you never dreamed of mm-hmm. and that you haven't prepared for. That's okay. That's, mm-hmm. that's what happens. Then the next time you do it, then you're even more prepared for, you know, X, Y, and Z. So that's just all part of it. So, you know, I love that saying of the secret is there's no secret. You've got to just do. Mm-hmm. You've literally just got to jump in and start.
And honestly, when it comes down to that, what you were saying, like, you know, you just need to throw yourself out there. One of the things that like a close person of mine always says to me, like, if you aim at nothing, you're not going to hit anything at mm-hmm. all. So like it really, you just need to throw yourself out there and see what you can do. You need to literally like I talk to everybody about it. Really is just about that communication aspect of you need to realize you can do this. Help have other people help communicate with you that you can do this. And yep. if you can do this, then just throw yourself out there, see what you can do.
And you know, maybe groups do this, but you're making me kind of realize, you know, we put on so many programs and events mm-hmm. and, you know, teachers need to start thinking about having their students prepare and run those events. Mm-hmm. If it's a
great learning experience,
Christmas program, the kids should be planning it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doing the graphic design for it, advertising it, market it. And then, you know, they kind of realize the entrepreneurship side.
Well, and they're more invested in it. And so if Absolutely. It's something you're more invested in and have a personal attachment to, you're more likely to, like, it's going to be important to you. It's going to be better. You're going to show up. Other people are going to show up. So
well, we're preparing kids, students for jobs that they're not even aware of.
100%.
How better to prepare them than to expose them to all these different jobs that they'd be like,
yes,
I loved the marketing side of this, or I loved the building out the sets part of yes. this. I would love to do that for a living mm-hmm. or whatever the engineering of the technology, whatever that is.
Yeah. Cause you may not even know you have a skill until right. you've had it put to the test and actually gotten your hands on it and tested that out. So
and that's the thing. Cause when it comes to this event, like that's exactly what we're trying to bring out. Like when it comes down to it, students need to realize that you guys should be the ones that are leading this. You get, like, for example, me, like I'm leading this event because I want other students to join on, pick up and be like, you know what? We can do this too. Let's start leading this event. Let's start planning this event.
Yeah.
I mean, when it came, like one of the organizations I'm a part of, PALS, I mean, PALS is, we're currently planning on having face painting at the event. And when it comes to face painting, all these students are going to literally come to the event and just start painting, like help paint students' faces, kids' faces, because we're trying to have that fun aspect of this community fair, which I'm really excited about. But, you know, we really need, because the whole point of that is if you have other people coming here and be like, you know what, this is PALS, this is what they do. I'm like, you know, I would love to be a part of PALS, like have that community. Because like, really, it's the support of my friends in PALS that are like, you know what, let's jump on this, let's do this. So I'm like, you know, it's a really cool event to have. So.
Oh, it's wonderful. I do want to have you maybe reach out to, I know Ms. Kirkpatrick's working, she's your, like your partner, right? Mm-hmm. She's one of the main adults involved in this.
Yes.
I do think you need to walk away with knowing an amount of money that you've raised. I think you will regret not knowing that you raised $20,000, $8,000, $50,000. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, it's your first one. Who knows what can happen? But I do think that is something that you need to create a sheet, even if it's a simple, hey, everybody needs to report by this date how, the amount of money that you brought in, just to know.
And just even just feedback too, like from the participants, like, what did you think? What can be better next year?
True.
Getting that kind of feedback as well. Even like making sure you get a tally of your attendance throughout the day too, just so that you have a measurable baseline thing to go off of for years to come as this grows and grows. True. To be like, this is where we started, this is where we are now.
To even set goals of, we started with this many kids participating and now we have this many, and all of those details are super important.
So important.
Mm-hmm. Don't want to overwhelm you with that right now, but I'm sure
it's a great idea. I mean, truly, we're just trying to see the progression over the years, because you have no idea how many times I've heard, this is just the first year. Don't worry as much as you are. I'm like, you know what? You're right. It is the first year, but I would like to start off high and just build on from there. I mean, if we start off low, then it's like, you know, obviously we'll make a lot of progress over the years, but if we just bring on that expectation, that high expectation of ourselves, and we build it to that, people can keep going on and on, and we can progressively get better as we go along.
Well, Leva, I've been in this district for 20 years. And, you're the first that I've heard of having this country. The fact that you had the idea and that you're getting it to this point, that is success in itself.
Yes.
Thank you.
It really is. So, you know, all those other things are just bonuses to, what will come, but you'll want to know those things. But just the fact that you're actually hosting this and you're pulling this off, huge success.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
And we will expect when you come back, since you are a founding father, that you will be in a white powdered wig.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll try my best to have that. Yes.
I don't think that joke was any better than my blacksmith joke.
No, I think they were equally pretty good. I think they were pretty good. Yes.
I'm just kidding.
You selling lies at the country fair, Leva?
I'll have wigs there just in case.
Oh, that's great.
I'll be walking around like George Washington as this fair is running.
Giving the history of the country fair as they walk in.
So let's say there were other students out there hearing about this and, you know, thinking, I wonder if I could do that someday. What advice would you give to anyone your age, younger, even older, it doesn't matter. What advice would you give about, you know, when you kind of have this idea in your head? Because see, here's another thing. Your mom gave you an idea. You heard the idea and you liked it, but there was something in you like, I've got to bring this to life. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So what advice would you give?
I mean, honestly, when it comes down, like, I literally started a business when it came to having a platform or having the opportunity to bring about an idea that was a really great idea that actually would work. I mean, both ideas, both the woodworking shop was my mom's idea and this country fair, my mom helped bring this up. So when it comes on to it, we need to pursue
these opportunities. Listen to your mom.
Yes.
That's rule number one. Let me just say that right now. Okay, sorry. Mm-hmm. And then what's the advice? So tell us.
Pursue opportunities, yeah, no matter what. I mean, once again, you aim at nothing, you're not going to hit anything at all. You need to try new things. For example, for me, I knew, like, just we're in friends, we're like Mr. Griffon says, we're in the number one high school in the nation. You know, it is true, because our students here are incredible. And when freshman year, I had to look different. So I wanted to look well-rounded. I did many different things. I pursued different opportunities. I pursued choir. I pursued theater. I pursued graphic design, which I never thought I would be doing. And in the end, it's actually leading to something that is incredible for my future life. Like, I would like to do architecture when I grow up, and it's a design. It's a design factor. It's a creativity factor. So if you pursue these opportunities now, you never know what's going to happen in the future. And honestly, truly, it really could end up being something you do in the future.
And, you know, when they're looking at resumes, I don't know how in the world they tell resumes apart from other resumes. You know, it's like, goodness gracious, they probably all look the same. But look at and forget the resumes for just a second, because that is an important part of it. But the skills you have learned just doing this sort of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible. It really is. It's great.
Yes, it really, like, when it comes to the skills I've been able to create over the years, I mean, really, I think the biggest one, not just the physical side of it where I'm actually building products. No, it really is. This is design. This is creativity. I mean, I never, like, my mom's a photographer, and like, she'll always ask the advice of like my older sister, who is also an artist, because like, she's like, hey, what should I do to this? What should I do to make it better? Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I never had that, but now it's come to a point where I can actually judge like photos based on how, like, the design factor, the creativity factor. I can see whether or not this photo needs to be edited to this amount or this amount, you know. Mm-hmm. It really is. This design factor is the biggest thing I've ever gotten from woodworking.
And go ahead.
Well, just that question alone, like, what can I do to make this better? Mm-hmm. Like, right. That question alone is,
that's a skill.
It's a skill. Yeah. And mm-hmm. to be able to like take that feedback and then to use it and just kind of be in a constant pursuit of like bettering yourself and your work. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's such a huge thing too.
And honestly, that's probably been the thing that I've needed the most patience for over the years, just because like, when you have to realize that this product, it's great. It's not perfect, but it's great. And what are things that you can do to make it better? Those words are probably one of the hardest words you're probably going to hear in life, because it's like, what can I do to make it better? I already think it's perfect, but you know what? There are things that you can do to get better. Mm-hmm. And even with this fair isn't the best fair it's going to be. We're going to grow over the years. And I have to take that. I have to take that like this first year and be like, what can we do to make it better over the years? Obviously, we'll have another student be doing it, but at the same time, it's progress. It's a progressive thing that grows.
And look at the opportunities now you've given other students that they would have not had without bringing this country fair forward. So what is, I mean, you don't know what you don't know, but what is something that you have learned that you need to get better at?
So honestly, I think of like all high school students, especially seniors probably should know this by now, but I'm a hybrid. Time management mm-hmm. is a mm-hmm. thing that you need to realize. Like, you know, when I get home, I have around 6 hours to when I get home and when I would prefer to go to bed. So really, you need to realize how you're going to cut out these times to work on specific things. For me, I'm a procrastinator. I'm the world-class procrastinator, and I would prefer not to be. That's why I'm trying to work on time management. How I can benefit from using this time to better myself, better the people around me, and you know, truly, it really will work out in the end.
Well, and one of the benefits of you found working with an adult is an adult tends to do that better.
Yes.
And so they mm-hmm. can help you. And that's something to learn also, is when you get a partner or, you know, in work and in business, like Kelsey and we have strengths and weaknesses that, you know, we kind of depend on each other for. And you've now been exposed to how to manage your time better. So now in the future, you have a choice. Mm-hmm. You can learn from that and do better with that, or, you know, mm-hmm. just kind of say most people are procrastinators, mm-hmm. right? But the stress that it takes off of you by not waiting till the last minute, you know, is kind of...
Yeah.
And honestly, even with this fair, like the students that are going to be a part of it, I think what I hope for them, if anyone, any of them are listening, I want them to realize, use this time now. We're on Friday. Today is Friday, Saturday. Just dedicate a day to work, mm-hmm. dedicate a day to, you know, benefit what you're going to bring to this fair. For me, honestly, I've been working so hard on the fair that I've actually like, I've been like slacking off when it came to my own business. So this weekend, I'm not kidding. My family is going on a little get together like in I think it was Dallas. I'm staying behind because I need to work.
Yep.
I need to get things done. I'm not saying you should ditch your family. That's not what I'm saying. I am saying, though, is you need to dedicate time and just dedicate it. Don't let anything change it. And really, you know, I hope I'll benefit from this weekend.
And sacrifices have to be made. Yes, you're always going to sacrifice something, whether it's your time, your money, your energy, whatever. Like, whatever's important to you, you're going to have to sacrifice something in order to put your best foot forward with that.
So that's right.
That's just life.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Honestly, something to add on to the fact that you need to listen to your mom is my mom said to me during summertime, like, which was really, I just wanted to be free. I wanted to be like, you know what? It's my senior summer before I go to college. I'd prefer not to, you know, like, senior summer before senior year, I'd prefer not to work. So I decided not to woodwork at all. And my mom told me, Levi, you might get a little bit, like, the time might get a little hard for you over the next couple months. So you probably should work on it now. I didn't listen. And now I'm doing it. I'm doing things at the last second. But, you know, at the same time, no matter what, you need to find the time to do things. You need to, you know, take out time to do things. It's really important.
Absolutely. So any shout outs or thank yous that you would like to give to anyone?
Yes, absolutely. So first I would like to shout out our title sponsor, Elite Care. Elite Care has done so much for us when it comes to providing the services and the needs that we need. And to give a little bit of backstory to it, once again, every single student and student entrepreneur at this event got paid for by Elite Care. And then even the money we're using from the sponsorship we received, we are putting it towards, like, putting it back into the event. We're making, like, we got balloon garlands for the event. We got a balloon artist to come to the event. So just add on a little bit more, like a cherry on top, you know, just to have that, like, fun factor for the event. So we're trying to put that back into the event, and Elite Care made that happen. Kablam Promotions, they're the ones that got our yard signs and our banners out, and we very much appreciate them. I took the time out during 6th and 7th period of these past couple weeks to put out, I think, around 10 yard signs per school and put our banner up and everything like that. I would like to thank our administration that helped. Ms. Kirkpatrick has been my partner in crime when it came to working this out. And I thank you for their patience, because I've been, like, stressing. I've been obsessing over the most ridiculous issues. So the fact that they were able to pull this together is amazing. And finally, I would like to thank my family, because, you know, honestly, like, even my older sister, she just left for Baylor, and, like, you know, my two younger siblings, they're not relying on me, but it's like, I try to hold everything together with them. And I kind of had to step away from that for a little bit for this fair. So I really appreciate their time and patience with me. So.
That's so sweet, Levi. Mm-hmm. I think that's sweet that you're thanking your family and seeing that, you know, what's fun about this. And I hope that you can see, is, in general, the community wants our kids to succeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. And whenever you reach out and say, hey, I have a great idea, I need help, people will be shocked at the people that come out to say, we love you and we want to support you. And, you know, we're kind of, and you'll see it next Saturday whenever people show up and come and support you. So
could I add one more thing?
Yeah, please.
So when it comes, just for people that are listening, I would love to say that we are going to be having to not just our students and our FFA providing a petting zoo. We will have many different organizations, including our very own Together group that is going to have their tea truck there.
Good.
We will have a stable there. We will have our Wranglerettes providing dance lessons for the top of every hour for 20 minutes, having dance lessons for all the little kids that are going to be there. We will have our yearbook team that has professional cameras. They will be taking family portraits, and they will have all sorts of rates and everything like that. They'll be small, but we would love for everybody to come out and check it out. So
that's awesome. All of those things sound really great. It sounds like perfect family fun.
And way more than that. So you guys should definitely come out.
Good. And I think it's going to be fallish weather.
That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, that is what we're hoping for.
Yeah, I guess the weather did show up for that, because we're around a week out now.
Yeah.
So,
I think Monday it's going to be, the high's going to go to the 50s.
Yeah.
Ooh, Tuesday, Wednesday, 50s. And then I think a little bit 60s for the rest of the week.
So
it'll be cool. Yeah, for sure.
Awesome.
Levi, where do you see yourself next year, in a year?
So next year, I would like to say that I would like to be at Texas
A&M.
I am going to be at Texas A&M University for the architecture school. I've been waiting for a response, but I do believe that, God willing, I'll be able to go there. And if not, then I actually have no idea where else I would go. But I am still determining where I would be, but A&M is my top choice.
I like to say, Lord, I thank you in advance for.
God, God's shaking his head.
You think you can manipulate me? Yes.
Okay, that's good. So you'll be in architecture at Texas A&M in a year. What about 5 years?
5 years, I would like to be at the graduate program. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I would like to be hopefully at the graduate program at A&M still pursuing this design factor in architecture.
Awesome. That's great.
Good deal.
So I love to listen to Malcolm Gladwell, listening to it this morning, Revisionist History podcast. And he was talking to an author, Adam Grant, who wrote Unlocking Hidden Potential. And they were talking about, and I thought it was just great for this podcast. He said, you don't want to define your success by meeting your goals. You should define your success by living your values. Mm. So if you have a career target you want to hit and it causes you to compromise your principles, that's not success. That's failure, complete failure. So maybe we spend more time talking about our values instead of our goals, right? Huh. So it made me think, what if every time we set a goal, we had to also add the caveat of if it was considered successful or not by how we measured the genuine connections we made with people while setting that goal.
That's awesome.
Because that's a big part of goals, right?
Oh,
it should be. I mean, just because you meet a goal of this, think about the connections, just the relationships, the networking, the connections that you have made because you took a risk and you said, this is something I want to do. It sounds scary. I don't even know if I can do it, but let's do it. I think you're going to look back and be more proud of the connections and the networking.
That's what matters.
That really matters.
That's what matters.
Yes, you've developed skills, but it's those people that have kind of stepped up around you. And anyway, I just kind of thought about that and I thought that's perfect for today.
I agree. I mean, truly, it was like now, I mean, a lot of people even just know my name. Like when it comes to, I mean, like I've had many people walk up to me and like, hey, Levi, I'm like, who are you? But
Absolutely. Anyway,
no, it's like, you know, but it's like, it's really cool. The fact that I've been able to throw my name out there, just throw this idea out there. And it really like this event is tagged to my name. And I think it's really cool. I've had people from just younger students to even like, you know, senior citizens that even will personally email me and ask questions about it and just want to support this event. So I find it really incredible, the connections I've made over the past many months.
I love it. So if you're listening to this podcast right now, it's November 4th. 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yes.
Friendswood High School. Have so many different student groups and organizations. Bring your kids, bring your families, bring your grandparents. Everybody is going to love to participate in this country fair.
Yes.
And anything else you want to say?
Come, just be there and come. Like, help support our Friendswood students, and we're excited for everyone to be there.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay.